What's going on, world? This is Jazz. This is my first podcast. This is Gym Talk. It's a lot of things that I'm going to be discussing. This is the start of a complete movement and a platform that's going to be put out there for various reasons. But today we're going to start with mental health and mental health, period. You know, let me not downplay it at all across the board. Is very important. What I want to kind of stick to is mental health dealing with minorities. We don't discuss it. Well, the conversation has sparked, which is a progression. Let's just say that. But it's so many people that I've come across that have a story, and hopefully this can be a platform for them to share their story if they'd like to. And this episode is going to be about me sharing mine. So just a little bit about me, you know. I'm here in Nashville. I'm 28, Lord willing. End of May, I'll be 29. Depression, anxiety, PTSD, those things took about 3 to 5 years of my life. I can't really pinpoint when it started. I know when I made the decision to live, so I know when it ended, but just in general, you know, as people, as black people, we know, we're so quick to write things off as bad attitude or just, you know, problematic, things like that, when it's really an illness. And it's better to dig into the problem and get a solution. So I don't know, the bulk of my 20s I was depressed. You know, here I am close tapping into 30, but the bulk of my 20s I was depressed. You know, the prime, the fun, all of that, I was supposed to be enjoying my 20s. I was depressed. And at first, you know, I didn't know how to identify what it was. I knew that my mood was up and down a lot. With me being a Gemini, a lot of people wanted to write that off as, oh, that's just your personality, you know. But at the end of the day, that's not what it was. I didn't know how to explain how I was feeling to anyone because I couldn't come up with anything. I didn't know why I was sad. I didn't know why I was mad or, you know, going through these different emotions often. I didn't know how to put it into words. I'd start doing the same thing every day, like working, coming home, shutting myself into a room and crying, or just coming home, going to sleep, waking up, doing it all over. Where I probably couldn't even tell you what day it was. Every day was the same. I was merely existing in this world and just letting life pass me by. And a lot of time passed. I shut off my family. I shut off my friends. You know, some people probably dismiss me. You know, when you start to distance yourself from people, you start to get dismissed. They feel like it's a two-way street and you're not doing your part. You're not holding up your end. So you get dismissed from friends. So, you know, you may lose people in the midst of that storm, but, either they come back or they don't. So don't get hung up on that. That, you know, that's a small problem. My mom kind of she was a big influence on me getting help, going to therapy. I just, at the beginning, like I said, it was just diagnosed as problematic and, you know, just had a bad attitude. That's what she thought. My mom thought my attitude was just bad, you know. But that wasn't the case, you know. It became a routine for me. So I ended up, you know, my primary care doctor at the time, I was actually, she was giving me Xanax and things like that, or different things to help me sleep, because I was waking up probably like every 30, 45 minutes. I wasn't getting any sleep for years, and no sleep affected my mood, obviously, but I was just taking pills just to kind of cope with the day, and that's no way to live, you know. I used to tell my mom all the time, like, I didn't want to get addicted to taking pills, not knowing I was already addicted to taking pills. Like, I was so hell-bent on, I don't want to take these, but I was taking them. I started, you know, my tolerance for the pill became very high. So I was taking pills, and then I just, one day I was like, look, this is not it. I don't want to feel spaced out and zoned out all the time. So I decided not to take those anymore. I finally found a therapist. I finally found a time that I wanted to go to therapy. Let me say that. And she called me because my mom contacted her. She called me and she basically said, do you want to do this? Because your mother's the one that contacted me. So if you know, if this is your mom's idea, we're not going to waste our time here because you're not ready. But if you want to do this, then we can do this. And at the end of the day, I told her that, you know, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for change. I need to talk to somebody. So, you know, I started going to therapy and just discussing everything that was going on with me. If, the first session was very quiet for a long time. I just didn't have anything to say. I didn't know where to start. You know, having a problematic relationship with my biological father has always been an issue for me. I guess that stemmed, or my relationship, maybe I don't know, relationship problems at the time could have stemmed from that. I was overweight, but see, I was light, you know. I'm a likable person, you know. I never had any popularity issues or anything like that. Like, I'm the person that everybody can pretty much get along with. It's just, you know, I didn't like people, you know. So I always distanced myself because I was going through something. I got to a point where I didn't want to live. And I never acted on committing suicide, or I never had a plan. I just made up my mind that if I don't wake up tomorrow, then that's okay. And truth be told, that's not okay. That's not okay in any shape, form, or fashion, you know. So getting the help, going to therapy, getting the help that I needed was very important. Through the struggle of my depression, you know, I had these times where I would just break down and cry. And I couldn't even tell you why. No matter, it got to the point where I couldn't mask my feelings. I was very good at that. Putting on a poker face, at, you know, whether I was at work or just out at a function with friends. It got to a point where I no longer could do that. That's when I started to shut off my family and my friends, really. My siblings, I don't really communicate with them a lot, somewhat, but I, you know, not as much as I should. Even today, it could all be better, you know, but that's neither here nor there. I was at a point where I didn't want to live. Like, it was just like, I mean, if I didn't wake up tomorrow, I mean, it might be better than having to wake up and force yourself out of bed and create this facade for everybody. And it was very hard to just smile and have a good day. I had to put so much effort and so much work into smiling and talking to people. It just wasn't worth it to me, you know. And I started getting the help I needed. The therapy started helping. I started really tapping into myself, and I started making the decision to where I would no longer have bad days. And I probably beat depression and right at the mid-end of 2016. And to this day, since I decided, like, I'm going to live, I haven't had a bad day. You know, I have little moments that try to take me out of character, you know, but no, I don't allow anything to push me like that. to push me to the point to where it's going to ruin my day, simply because I lost so much time in, you know, the bulk of my 20s, the prime of my 20s. I lost so much time that I'll never be able to get back, being sad, having all bad days, no good days, being stressed out about things that I can't control. I'm not here to put God on anybody, you know, I'm not. What I am here to say is I can't deny what he's done for me. I can't deny the effect, the impact he's had on my life, you know, along with God, my therapist, my hard work, me deciding to want to live. I beat depression, and you know, it's always good to I'm basically doing this because I want to show people it's always good to put up that fight. And it's good to hear these stories or show, you know, to be seen that it's another way. Like, you don't have to take your own life, you know. You don't have to live in this box or this room, be confined to your own house. You don't have to live like that, you know. PTSD does not come in a form of just military or things or that, you know. I mean, these women having these children, having postpartum, and not knowing how to deal with those feelings, it's okay to go through those things. Like, it doesn't make anything wrong with you if you feel those ways. You don't know. The important part is that you acknowledge what's going on and you get help. In the Black community, we tend to just ignore mental illness, stress, anxiety, depression. We tend to push those things off on other cultures and other races, and that's just not what it is. At the end of the day, we suffer from that too. You don't think your friend keeps seeing his friends die in the street. You don't think that's a form of PTSD? That's absolutely a form of PTSD. I'm not a doctor, to say the least, you know. I can't, you know, I can't diagnose anyone with anything. I can't. But what I can say is we do suffer from PTSD in the forms that are not acknowledged. We do suffer from anxiety and depression that get masked by being called bad attitudes, bitter, you know, crazy, rude. You know what I'm saying? Now, it is crazy, rude women, men, but it's also a mental illness with anxiety, depression, PTSD, things in that nature. You know, I'm very careful on social media as far as the things that I watch because my mind is fragile. I can't keep seeing my brothers and my sisters be slain. I can't keep watching that. You know, reading those stories, creating those images, seeing those videos, I can't keep doing that. These fights that always happen, I can't keep watching those. You know, I'm not saying I don't watch any of them, you know, because that'd be a lie. But what I will say is I don't watch too many. My mind is fragile. And I'm very protective about my peace. I don't entertain bad energy, you know. Protect your peace at all costs is something that I say at the end of my gym talk posts when I post them. And I say it because I really want people to understand that you really have to protect your peace at all costs. It may be harder for some people than others. I'm perfectly fine with losing friends, family members, whoever, and I mean that, significant others, however it go, if it starts to mess with my inner peace, because I battled that already. I took the time that I needed to heal. I got to know myself. I got the help I needed, and I'm still getting better daily. So I don't play about my energy and my peace being tampered with off some bogus bad energy, some negative. I don't do it. And I definitely recommend you don't do it either. You know, your mind is fragile. Your feelings, your peace is fragile. So protect it at all costs. At the end of the day, no matter who it is, no matter what they think they may bring to your life, if it comes along with bad energy, they gotta go. You know, they gotta go. And if they are meant to be here around you in your life, they'll get with the program. If they not, then they gotta go. You know, people have to start putting themselves first. Take care of yourself. Take care of your mind, your body, your health. You know, health is wealth. I understand. I'm doing a lot better than I used to about that, but just take care of your body, your mind. It's a lot. Life is a lot. And we just have to be mindful that things happen that are out of our control. And you have to let those things happen. Stop trying to control things that you simply cannot. The things you can't control, you will. Things work out exactly how they're supposed to anyway. Every time they work out exactly how they're supposed to. It just feels very great to kind of to be out of this, to be on the other side, to be able to share my story, talk to people about mental health or mental illness, especially in the Black community, letting people know it's real and we suffer from it too. And it's a way out other than taking your life or harming others in the process. So, you know, I was just here to shed a little light on me beating depression, beating anxiety. I do not suffer from any of those anymore. I don't get very hype. I don't put out a lot of energy towards a lot of things because they're not important. It taught me how to just live. And you know, when you got PTO at your job, take the PTO. That's what it's there for. Take that time off. Sometimes you just need the day off to sit around and do nothing, to rest, simply rest. Maybe you want to go on vacation, staycation. Maybe you want to go somewhere. Maybe you want to just stay at home. You know, go enjoy life, live life. It's very important to live than it is to merely exist in this world. Because once this movie's over, it's over. So you just kind of want to make sure that we just do a better job at taking care of ourselves and getting the necessary help we need. Identify the problem. Acknowledge that there is a problem. And when you do that, don't beat yourself up because there's nothing wrong. There's nothing crazy about you. It happens. Life happens to people every day. Choose to deal with it. And choose to fight. Once you choose to fight, I guarantee you, because it's worth it. I can guarantee you it'll be all worth it. I am a living testimony. I am proof that it is worth it. It is worth the fight. The bumps and the bruises and the pain is worth it. The fight is worth it. Because once you beat it, I can't believe I wasted so much time. But I'm happy as I've ever been right now. I'm involved with an incredible person. I'm happier than I've ever been in my life. My closest friends listen to me cry. They listen to me complain. They listen to me saying I'm not sure if I want to live. They did. They offered everything they could offer me. Now that I beat depression, they are still here with me right now. To have the support system that I have had is incredible. And at the end of the day, I just encourage everybody that's going through anything to talk about it. If you want to talk to me, I'm all ears. You know, I a lot of people have fear on being judged. I'm past all that. I'm not judging nobody. I don't have room to judge anybody, you know. And hopefully this is just the first podcast. It's just a little introduction about me. We will continue to discuss mental health in minorities within our culture, in our community, our environment. That's just an introduction. This is Gym Talk, the podcast. I am the host, Jazz. I will be bringing people on here to discuss things. If they want to share their story, if they want to just talk to me confidentially, that's fine. But this is Gym Talk.